I'm Kate Ryan.
A deadline if you could use some help with rent. I'm Neil Eikenstein.
You could soon have a DC driver's license on your cell phone. I'm Luke Lukert.
As opioid use climbs, a new tool for addicts to ensure they're not taking fentanyl. I'm Megan Cloherty.
It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Steve Kathan. A second known case of the Omicron variant in the U.S., a vaccinated Minnesota man who's been dealing with the state health department.
This individual's been extremely cooperative and has isolated and done all of those things that we would ask someone to do from a public health mitigation standpoint.
The symptoms were mild. That man was in New York City just before Thanksgiving for a convention. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says people who attended it should get tested.
There is one way to address this. New Yorkers, get vaccinated, get boosted, and get ready. We do anticipate there'll be more cases.
At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration has a winter pandemic plan.
The president will talk about a new nationwide booster campaign to get people their highest level of protection yet, kids vaccines being widely available, and the launch of hundreds of new family clinics to make it easier for parents and kids to get vaccinated together, and free at-home tests for Americans.
GlaxoSmithKline says its COVID-19 antibody drug appears to be effective against the Omicron variant based on initial testing. CBS's Steve Dorsey says there will be action later on a measure to head off a government shutdown.
The House is expected to vote today on another stopgap government funding bill through February 18th. However, the measure still needs to pass the Senate, where some Republicans are threatening to delay it in protest of President Biden's coronavirus vaccine mandates.
We're hearing more from baseball's man in charge now that the sport is shut down.
Major League Baseball locked out its players after its collective bargaining agreement expired at midnight. Rob Manfred is the league's commissioner.
It's not something that we undertake lightly. We understand it's bad for our business. We took it out of a desire to drive the process forward to an agreement now.
Major League Baseball's first stoppage in a quarter century threatens spring training and opening day. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Lockdown at the UN in New York. Police negotiating with an armed man outside. A white sheriff's deputy in Columbus, Ohio, has been charged with murder in the fatal shooting of a black man last year. Casey Goodson was shot five times. Well, a house made famous in the movies is up for rent.
That house is the only reason we started working this block in the first place. Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
Airbnb offering one-night stays at the house in the Chicago area that was used in 1990 for Home Alone. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 600 points or so. S&P 500's up 68. This is CBS News.
The leading sign of COVID is a fever, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Try the Exogen Temporal Scanner and learn more at Exogen.com. That's Exogen.com.
103 on WTOP, Thursday afternoon, December 2nd. A warm one, 59 now. We're heading to the mid-60s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein with the top local stories of the hour. The head of a local school system is leaving, and it's not by choice. The school board has decided not to keep him on.
Dr. George Arlotto, who served as the Anne Arundel County School Superintendent for 8 years, will leave at the end of June. In a letter to school staff and the community, Arlotto said, quote, "I would have preferred to remain, but that the Board of Education opted not to renew his contract." County Executive Stuart Pittman said Arlotto served the county with distinction. Anne Arundel County joins a number of school districts in the search for a new school's chief. While Arlotto wanted to stay on, superintendents in Montgomery, Carroll, Calvert, Talbot, and Wicomico counties announced they'd be stepping down from their jobs for a variety of reasons. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Now, the president of Anne Arundel County's Board of Education, Melissa Ellis, has issued a statement saying the board decided it's time for a new leader to bring different experiences and vision to the school system. Ellis says that the board is grateful for Arlotto's leadership and it looks forward to working with him for the rest of the school year.
Prince George's County residents who have had trouble paying the rent during this pandemic now face an important deadline.
The Emergency Rental Assistance Program in Prince George's County will soon stop accepting new applications. The deadline for filing a new one is December 15th. That's when the application portal will close, but the program will continue to review and process applications already in the system. The county says closing the portal will ensure the Department of Housing and Community Development has the funding needed to pay on applications received and approved between now and December 15th. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
It's been a month since Virginia's election, and there's still debate over which party controls the State House of Delegates. A recount that's happening today will help provide some answers.
Election Day results show Republicans controlling the House 52-48, but two of those races were so close they've prompted recounts, and one of the recounts is happening right now, with Democratic delegate Alex Askew down 127 votes to Republican Karen Greenhall.
Once the counting's done, the judge will sign the order notifying the winning candidate.
Chris Piper, Commissioner of Virginia's Department of Elections.
We're talking about 28,000 ballots. I can imagine it completing today. But they have allotted 2 days just in case.
In the other recount set for next week, Democratic delegate Martha Mugler trails Republican A.C. Cordoza by 94 votes. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
In some ways, smartphone apps have made the credit card somewhat obsolete. And if you live in the district, you could soon have another reason to ditch that bulky leather wallet.
Like many credit cards and event tickets that you can store on a wallet app on your smartphone, you may soon be able to put your DC driver's license there if a new bill is passed.
The app will be in real-time communication with the DMV's database.
Councilmember Mary Che.
If one's license is expired, the individual will automatically lose the ability to present it on their device.
The bill would also prohibit police from looking at anything else on the phone except the license if you have to show it to them. Maryland announced earlier this year that they would be one of the first states to partner with Apple to have their driver's licenses on iPhones as well. The council is expected to vote on the bill next week. Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
Coming up here after traffic and weather.
What a D.C. firefighter did to earn an award for valor. I'm John Aaron.
107.
iCustom Floor now offers the widest selections of major flooring brands, including Karastan, with one of the largest showrooms in Northern Virginia. iCustom Floor offers the best pricing on hardwood, luxury vinyl planks, carpet, and other flooring. iCustom Floor sells only the best known brands like Karastan in the flooring industry at the best price guaranteed. More than 500,000 square feet of in-stock flooring. Visit our showroom today. For great prices and expert installation, it's iCustomFloor.com.
If you've tried antidepressants and talk therapy but continue to feel depressed, you should know it doesn't have to be that way. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth specializes in treating the toughest cases of depression with TMS therapy. TMS is a safe and effective FDA
We're in a period of rapid change, and sometimes it can feel like things are spinning out of control. With political tensions, anxiety, and loneliness rising, and questions about how to live a good life on everyone's mind, finding answers can seem harder than ever. For millennia, spiritual thinkers have offered wisdom and tools to help people find their way in trying times. Advice that even a scientist like me, Dave DeSteno, is finding have a lot to offer. To join the conversation, look for How God Works wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.